This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We are still doing the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rum. We said that Surah Ar-Rum is a Makki Surah. And we find that in Surah Ar-Rum that Allah Jalla wa'ala spoke about His power. And Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about Himself. Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about His majesty. Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about His magnificence. And in between, Allah Jalla wa'ala, or in the beginning of the surah, Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the story of what the Romans, that they have, or they were defeated, and they will defeat after their defeat. Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to prove that no matter how strong you are or you were, you will be defeated, you will fall, you will lose strength, you will change. A change is inevitable on any created being, in anything that other than Allah Jalla wa'ala. And Allah is the one who does not go through any change, Jalla wa'ala. Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one who owns power, might, all the time. In fact, Allah is the one who gives power and might. We can say that this is the main topic of the surah. This is the main theme of the surah. Yes? And it is called Surah Ar-Rum. Ar-Rum is talking about power, is talking about number. Yeah? And maybe we have said, brothers, that the main or the essence of the quality of Ar-Rububiyyah is what? What is the main quality of Ar-Rububiyyah? Al-Khalq, creation. That His ability, Jalla wa'ala, to create, because no one can challenge Allah Jalla wa'ala in this thing. Yes? And then maybe the second one is what? That He owns everything, He controls everything. And in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Khalq means creation. No one can create except Allah Jalla wa'ala. Al-Amr, no one commands except Allah Jalla wa'ala. No one controls anything except Allah Jalla wa'ala. In those ayat in hand, Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to what? To pass a message for the entire humanity. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Establish your faith on the religion. On the religion, yes, that Allah Jalla wa'ala created the entire mankind on. Make your faith straight or follow the straight religion. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Either make yourself straight on the religion or make yourself on the straight religion. لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. And this is, when you do this, this is the fitra that Allah Jalla wa'ala created mankind on. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha. No one can change the fitra of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Yes, and no one can change the creation of Allah Jalla wa'ala. No one can change the creation of Allah Jalla wa'ala from two sides, as we said. From the physical side and the other side from habitual sides. The habits that Allah Jalla wa'ala created people on, or the attitudes that Allah Jalla wa'ala created people on, yes, no one can change them. If there is a change, like what we said last time, if you remember, that a change will be what? Will be a temporary change. And if you remember last time, we have introduced a very, very important principle, which is what? The universal values, if you remember. Yeah? The universal values. What did we say? The universal values that are unchangeable, that as Allah Jalla wa'ala says, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطْرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبِدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ, that no one can change them. What are those universal values? Those are the fitrah. Anything other than the fitrah is not considered to be a universal value. And if you remember, we said that unfortunately, because of the Western dominance now, the Western non-Islamic dominance now, it is being presented to us as if the non-Islamic values that are adopted by many Western countries are the dominant universal values that should be accepted by every single individual in the world. And they judge people accordingly. Yeah? In fact, they don't just judge people accordingly, they judge everything accordingly. By the way, there is an article on Islam 21C that was published today by Sheikh Asif al-Din about the incoherent nature of the Quran, as yani people say. And I remember a brother asked me this question. I think... Anyway, one of the brothers asked me this question, I think in Sawas, yes, in Sawas. And he said that it seems that the Quran is incoherent. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, it jumps from one topic to another topic. Yeah? Which is true. So he said, why, how? Okay. So as you know that I like, I don't know what you call them, radical answers or maybe by different answers. So I said to him, Yani, what's wrong with that? He said, what do you mean by what's wrong? He said, the Quran, like for example, Surah An-Nur, creation, then after that, the Akhirah, then after that, discussion about Yani, Fitrah, then after that, something else, and then, yeah, and all of a sudden. I said, yeah, what's wrong with that? He said, this is strange. I said, yeah, okay, what's wrong with that? He said, what do you mean? He said, when we write books, so there is a theme, and there are chapters, and each chapter is coherent, and there is a discussion. I said, yeah, this is the problem. The problem is, this is the way you write. You want to judge everything in the world based on what you write. Are you following, your brothers? Yeah? This is a very important point. Very important point. I said, you want to judge everything you write based on everything in the world based on your style. Why are you... He said, everywhere. I said, yeah, where everywhere? Where everywhere? Yeah? Everywhere, maybe. Maybe in the West. Maybe in China, maybe it is different. Even if it is everywhere in the world, this book was revealed by the one who, what? Who taught you how to write. Yes? اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. طيب. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. He is the one who taught you how to write. And now you are complaining that, oh, look, this Quran is incoherent, subhanAllah al-Azim. But the issue is we have to be careful, brothers. Not whenever we hear any question, don't accept the question, don't embed the question. Yeah? Don't try to defend yourself. Maybe the question itself is wrong. طيب? Maybe the question itself is wrong. And unfortunately, we, because of the inferiority complex we suffer from, and many people suffer from, yeah, we accept any question and we try to defend ourselves. Okay? In anything in life, in anything. And you can see it, yani. I don't want to mention sensitive things, but things were 50 years ago used to be madness and psychological illness, and when all of a sudden they become part of the law, they became what? Huh? Anyone who is opposing them is what? is mad. Don't you think that this is madness itself? That your mind, just switches like this from one extreme to another extreme, and you lie, and then after you lie, you believe in what you lie. Yeah? All of this is why is this happening? Because we are not taking the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala as what? The universal value or the set of universal values. Okay? So Allah Jalla wa Ala saying this is the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Anything part of the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala is what? Is part of the set of universal values. Anything against the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala should be what? Should be seen as odd. Should be seen as strange. Yeah? Should be seen as something that is against common sense. Okay? طيب. So Allah Jalla wa Ala said, follow the deen of Allah Jalla wa Ala. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. And that deen is straight. Don't listen to the deviants, yes, or anything that is astray from this straight path. And this is the fitrah of Allah Jalla Ala. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha la tabdila li khalqi Allah. No one can change the fitrah of Allah Jalla Ala. Tayyib, la tabdila li khalqi Allah. This is the deen that is straight, al-qayyim. This is, as you remember, we said, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيْمُ has two interpretations. Either to say that this is the deen that is straight, the straight path, or الدِّينُ الْقَيْمُ, what was the second interpretation or explanation? When we said, الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم, the word قيوم, أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض. Do you remember? We said the word قيم means in charge of. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيْمُ. Okay, it means that this is the deen that will be in charge of all other religions or all other ways of life. This is the deen of what? Of al-Islam. Will be in charge of all other religions. Okay, and as Allah Jalla Ala says, طيب, فَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The deen of al-Islam will stay because it benefits people. All other religions will come to an end, yes, whether now or later or before the day of judgment. Okay? Because Allah Jalla Ala took upon himself to protect this Quran and anything that comes from the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Okay. So Allah Jalla Ala saying, is saying here, is commanding us to establish our deen and to be straight. Yes, and this is the fitrah. The fitrah is straight, no divergence, no invasions, and it is one single thread. Okay? فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيْمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Many people don't know this reality. And Allah Jalla wa Ala didn't say many believers. He said what? Many people. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Because believers, when they gather together, they gather together on haqq. Yes, generally speaking. But the people, most of the people, okay, will not be on the haqq. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون منيبين إليه. Going back to Allah Jalla wa Ala and fearing Allah Jalla wa Ala. Yes, repenting to Allah Jalla wa Ala. منيبين إليه and fearing Allah Jalla wa Ala. منيبين إليه, we said that it is منصوب as a حال, يعني while you are, يعني establish yourself on the deen, etc., etc., while you are what? منيبين إليه, in a state of inaba, in a state of repentance to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Okay? We are giving the general tafsir now because we have gone through that in details last time. Munibina ilayhi and wattaquhu. Have taqwa of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Wa la takunu min al-mushrikeen. And don't be among the mushrikeen. We said that there are two tafsir of mushrikeen, which may come to in reality to one. The mushrikeen includes anyone who is what? Who is not establishing monotheism. Okay? So we have monotheism, and anything other than monotheism, which is the Tawheed monotheism, anything other than that is called what? Shirk. By polytheism. So Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying to us, don't be from the polytheists. من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعة. The mushrikeen, they have scattered and split their religion, and they became sects. Yeah, وكانوا شيعة. And we said that the word sects, maybe in English, have يعني connotation. In Islam, we said that Islam is one sect. We in Islam have either Muslimin or what? Mushrikeen. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in Surah Al-Taghabun, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. Two types. طيب. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Yes. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. طيب. And then Allah جل وعلا says إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. After that Allah جل وعلا says إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. People are divided into two what? Divisions. The people of Jannah, the people of the fire of hell. The people of Iman, the people of Kufr. The people of Islam, the people of Shirk. Two divisions. So Muslims, even if they have differences among themselves, they are considered to be just one ummah, one sect, if you like. Now, you might say, but there are sects in Islam. There are groups in Islam. There are groups, we admit. Those groups of two types. Either groups that belong to Islam, so they are what? Muslims. If they belong to Islam, yeah, they are Muslims. If they believe in something that took them out of the fold of Islam, they have left the fold of Islam, خلاص, they are kuffar, they are not Muslims. As simple as this. Okay, within Muslims, of course, within Muslims, they have sinful people, we have misguided people, we have people of innovation, but at the end of the day, they are what? Muslims. Yeah? At the end of the day, they will what? They will go to Jannah. Sah? Yeah? That's it. That is the summary of the whole life. And on the other side, we have, طيب, anyone who is non-Muslim. As I told you, in Arabic language, there is no word called non-Muslim. طيب, I checked it. Yani using this program, Shamila, which has more than 10,000 books to find غير مسلم. Yeah? And I found it, for example, in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, the entire Tafsir al-Qurtubi, I find it once only. In many books of fiqh, I find it once or twice. The word, which is now, they claim that, and they want to ban it, they call it yani, a derogatory term for a non-Muslim. The word kafir is not a derogatory term. طيب. It is, this is what is, this is, yani the Arabic word for غير المسلم. Okay, this is the Arabic word for غير المسلم. We have to use it like this. And, okay, we have to explain it to people. Otherwise, one time it will become illegal to use the word kafir. طيب, you don't be surprised. In Tunisia, last year or 2 years ago, when they wanted to introduce yani, the new constitution, they wanted to ban the word kafir. Yeah? They wanted to ban the word kafir. This is in Tunisia. So here, they will do it. Okay? So we have to say to people, طيب, that, well, this is the Quranic term. And I remember when we had a discussion about it, and some Muslims Well, said, yeah, you know, this is a harsh word. I said, who said a harsh word? It is an Arabic word. He said, yeah, we use the word غير المسلم. I said, how come? Shall we change the Quran? Allah Jalla wa Ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Do you want us to change it? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْغَيْرِ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Can we change the Quran? We can't change the Quran. So what? Do you want us to hide it, not to read it in the Salah? What do you want? We can't. This is the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So, Allah Jalla wa Ala here said, don't be from the mushrikeen. Who are the mushrikeen? They scattered their religion. How they scattered their religion? They are disunited in their religion. Subhanallah. If we look at this, okay, division, Muslims and non-Muslims. Muslims, all Muslims believe in one God. All Muslims believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All Muslims believe in Quran. All Muslims believe that we have to pray 5 times a day. Agree? Yeah? All Muslims, wherever you find them. Right? There are some deviant people, but they never say that, well, we don't believe in the Quran. If they say we don't believe in the Quran, means that they are kuffar. Right? Okay. But look at the mushrikeen, look at the disbelievers. You will find atheists, you will find agnostics, you will find the Christians, you will find Jews, you will find Hindus, you will find Sikhs, you will find all types of people. So in reality, and by the way, you need to teach this to the youngsters, because the youngsters, they lost confidence in our religion, and always they ask this question, why we have so many sects in Islam? Sah? This is a very common question that they ask. Why do we have so many sects in Islam? Why are we so divided? And in reality, we are not that divided if we compare Muslims to non-Muslims. Non-Muslims are more divided than what? Than Muslims. Agree? Yes or no? Yes. Even within Christianity, even within Judaism, even within, yeah? Okay, so it is clear. Allah Jalla wa Ala is warning us, ya brothers. And we have to listen to this lesson carefully. لا تكونوا من المشركين. There is another meaning here that was given by some scholars here. He said, mushrikeen here, it means the Muslimin who divided their religion. Yeah? They have, yani, because they have divided their religion and they have included many innovations in their religion, طيب, yeah? Don't be from the mushrikeen who divided their religion, not the actual mushrikeen, those who left the fold of al-Islam. Okay? This can be said, but the first meaning is the overwhelming meaning, طيب, by most of the scholars. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. What is the main quality of the mushrikeen that Allah Jalla wa Ala does not want us to follow? مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. They split their religion. Yes? Okay. So they don't have what? A unified religion. They don't have monotheism. They have poly. Poly means what? Many theism. Okay? وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. طيب. وَكَانُوا شِيعًا. As a result of this, they were what? They were groups, sects. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Subhanallah. Each sect believes that its religion or whatever they have is what? Is the best. طيب. And they are happy with it. Because they are happy with it, they don't want to look to what others have. طيب. Okay? And this means that, okay, this is enough proof to say that, okay, listen, guys, forget about what you are happy with. Let us go back and discuss it rationally, which religion is the correct religion. Do you understand this point? When people differ, yes, and everyone believes that he is on the haqq, Yes, then they have to believe that there is something wrong, because the haqq cannot be what? Tayyib, cannot be multiple. The haqq is always one. Yeah? Sometimes, in some cases, the haqq can have different forms. The truth can have different forms. But in terms of the religion, definitely the religion, the true religion is one. So if every group or sect claims that its religion is the haqq, then they should sit together and discuss which one is the truth and the ultimate truth. Okay? كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحٌ. Also, this, yeah, brothers, teaches us a very, very important lesson, that we as Muslims, we should not be disunited under any circumstance. طيب. We should what? We should not be disunited under any circumstance. We should be united. I came from, I was in Istanbul a week ago, attending a conference, and there were scholars from all parts of the world. And we sat with a few of them. Yani these conferences help the person to yani network and to hear about the news of the Muslim Ummah. And we heard talks about some Iraqi scholars and about what is happening in Iraq. And wallahi, when you hear what is happening in Iraq, you will be depressed. If the person has no strong iman in Allah Jalla wa Ala, the person will be depressed. And seriously, yes, may Allah Jalla wa Ala help the people of Iraq. Amen. They said that they estimated the number of people who were expelled, either from Iraq or misplaced, yeah, is 7 million people. Yeah. There are many towns, small towns, that have been subject to genocide by the Rafidi militants. And the brother said, when they come, yeah, attack us, they don't even speak Arabic. They are coming from Iran. And they just swipe over the whole town, and they just, yani, either they kill or we run away. Even the one of the scholars, he's a Sunni from a big tribe in Iraq. He doesn't live in the Sunni areas in Iraq. He doesn't live in the Arab areas of Iraq. He lives in the Kurdish area of Iraq. And he said many Muslims, Sunni people, are living there because they can't live safely in the Sunni areas in Iraq. And he said that they estimated the number, according, I don't know which organization, they estimated the number of widows is 2 million. And estimated the number of orphans is what? 1 million. He said last year, according to this organization, more than 100,000 people were killed in Iraq. Last year. Yeah? Many really depressing facts. The biggest problem is what? Disunity. This is the biggest problem. Disunity. And my dear brothers and sisters, that's why we see that the Quran is warning us. Yes, now and then, frequently, about what? Disunity. Okay? وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ. Each party is happy with whatever they have. Don't be like them, disunited. طيب. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in Surah Ali Imran, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Don't be disunited, otherwise you will lose courage and your strength will depart. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ what? لا ترحمون. Yes? Unity with unity comes what? رحمة. You check the Quran, normally when there is unity, there is what? رحمة. If there is no unity, there will be no رحمة. It is a very, very important lesson for us. And unity, my dear brothers and sisters, is a spirit. If your spirit is ready to be united with your Muslim brother, to work with him, to forgive him, to pardon him or her, then you can do that. If even on a small level we are unable to do it now, then if something happens, then we will be easily disunited. A very, very important lesson for us. I don't want to speak about some of the European countries around us. I travel to Europe. The biggest problem of Muslims, wherever I travel, is what? Disunity. The second problem is lack of leadership. This is something else. But here, Allah Jalla wa'ala is warning us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعَ كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. You know, Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying, don't be like the mushrikeen. They split. They split their religion, and everyone is following his own religion, and everyone is happy. Sometimes this is happening within our ummah. Even now, sometimes we see it, in Britain. Some du'at, our brothers, they have, مثلاً, a group of people around them, 10, 20 people, and he is the sheikh, they kiss his hand. He thinks, khalas, that he is what? The best of the mankind. And his group is the best of mankind. And he's not willing to look beyond this group. He's not willing to cooperate with others. He's happy with what he has. This is exactly what Allah Jalla wa'ala says. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Okay, so don't be like them. Okay. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned another important universal fact. Okay? And we will talk about the reason why Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned that. Allah Jalla wa'ala say, and when harm touches men or people in general, I don't know why he said men. Men sometimes refer to people. Men. And when harm, because English language, what is the word? Patriotic? Against women. Patriotic. Against women. Misogynistic. They were against women. That's why they are now trying to make takfir of their sins or previous sins. No, seriously, because they were using the word men to refer to what? Human beings. As if women were not there. This is the origin of the language. As if women have no value. This is the English language. This is its nature. Mankind. Mankind. But what about women? No existence. And then they attack Islam. Anyway, so, and when harm touches people, they cry sincerely only to their Lord. But when Allah Jalla wa'ala gives them a taste of mercy, وَإِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ أَذَاقَهُمْ, taste of mercy, وَإِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً, some of them, فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ, some of them, not all, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. They what? They associate partners with their own Lord. This is a universal universal law. Allah Jalla wa'ala is setting a fact, a reality, a law, a divine law, that people in general, if they are afflicted with difficulties, with harm, they will realize that no one can help them to come out of this harm except who? Except Allah. وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوْا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When they go sailing, in the sea, and when the waves started to hit them and they were about to be drowned in the sea, they will see that there is no hope and there is no one to protect them except who? Except Allah. Yeah? Even subhanAllah, when the person becomes ill and sick and he doesn't find anyone to help him, he will go to Allah. He will be connected with Allah. And this is part of the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. It is a test from Allah Jalla wa Ala. And Allah Jalla wa Ala said in Surah Al-An'am, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Had they, when our ba's, our harm, our test afflicted them, and they were tested by things that are difficult, they should act in a normal way, which is what? Which is go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala, tadarra'u. But because their hearts have been concealed, and their hearts are locked up, they don't see the truth, they will not go to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And we will see what is, how to reconcile between that ayah and this ayah. Okay? طيب. Between that ayah and this ayah. Because this ayah is saying what? That وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. They will go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala in repentance. Asking Allah Jalla wa Ala is asking Allah Jalla wa Ala for rahmah. But Allah Jalla wa Ala is condemning some people in Surah Al-An'am. وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ In Surah Al-An'am, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Yeah? That Allah Jalla is talking about some people, when they are afflicted with calamities, and instead of going back to Allah Jalla, because their hearts are hard and locked up, they don't go back to Allah Jalla. Here, this is the general rule. وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ, they will go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allah Jalla wa'ala is condemning those who go against that general rule. Is it clear? Yeah? Allah Jalla wa'ala is condemning those who are going against the general rule. Which means that they are going against the general rule because they what became so what? Huh? Their hearts are so hard, their hearts are locked up. They don't see the truth even in terms of difficulties when the universal law or the rest of the people or the masses or most of the people, they go to Allah Jalla wa Ala when they are afflicted with what? With calamities. Okay? وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دعوا ربهم. They will go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala munibina ilayh. They will go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala in repentance. Maybe I have mentioned to you that there are some people who wrote that when we found that people who were in planes that were about to crash, and when the plane was about to crash, they were asked, what is the first thing that you have thought of? They thought of who? Of the one who can save them, the Supreme Being. Yeah? Same thing with the people who are about to drown. Yeah? Okay? So this is the nature of people. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُم مِّنْهُ رَحْمَةً. When Allah Jalla wa Ala showed them some mercy, so they taste some mercy, أَذَاقَهُم. And Allah Jalla wa Ala said here, ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُم مِّنْهُ. The dur, yes, the dur, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ, not from your Lord, from their Lord. Dur, harm or difficulty in general. وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ. Allah Jalla wa Ala did not attribute the harm to himself. Are we following? وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ, not ضُرٌّ from their Lord. Not harm from their Lord. Allah didn't say harm from their Lord. But then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُم مِّنُ رَحْمَةً. When he afflicted them with a mercy or with a taste of mercy from him. Yeah? And Allah Jalla wa Ala wants us to follow this etiquette. Although, طيب, Everything is from Allah Jalla Ala, but as a matter of respect or the attitude towards Allah Jalla Ala, we should not attribute sharr, harm to him. Yeah? As a matter of what? As a matter of good adab, good manners with Allah Jalla Ala. But as a matter of belief, everything is from what? طيب, from Allah Jalla Ala. Yes? وما, everything is from Allah Jalla Ala, whether ni'ma or darra. Okay? طيب. ثم إذا أذاق منه رحمة إذا فريق منهم بربهم يشركون. You will see that all of a sudden, immediately. طيب. Yeah. As Allah Jalla Ala says in the other ayah, فَلَمَّا نَجَّهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Immediately, when Allah Jalla Ala saved them from yani, drowning into the sea, immediately what? They associate partners with Allah Jalla Ala. And same thing is mentioned here. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And Allah Jalla Ala is just. He didn't say that all of them will disbelieve or all of them will associate partners with Allah Jalla Ala. Just some of them. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. طيب. يُشْرِكُونَ, they will associate partners with Allah Jalla Ala. Now, لِيَكْفُرُوا. Yeah? Listen to this. They associated partners with Allah, or they will associate partners with Allah Jalla Ala. لِيَكْفُرُوا. Lam here is lam al-aqiba, which means that they will end up by what? Not just associating partners with Allah Jalla wa Ala, but they are denying, لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, denying, rejecting, disbelieving in what we have given them, in the ni'mah that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given them. Because they associated partners with Allah Jalla wa Ala, they ended up by rejecting the ni'mah that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given them. Is it clear? So the shirk led to what? To kufr. If we say that this is what? Lam al-aqiba. طيب? يعني this led to this. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. Okay? If we say that, this is in fact the main interpretation of it. The second interpretation might be يعني little bit confusing. طيب? So here, as we said, the main interpretation is لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. This is lam al-aqiba, so it means that they are what? Going to reject what Allah Jalla wa Ala has given them. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. We are the people who has given them. فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala now is threatening them. Because you have done this, okay, فَتَمَتَّعُوا. Enjoy it for some time. And you will see the result of what will happen to you. Because you have rejected and denied what Allah Jalla wa Ala has given you. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. طيب. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, those people, أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُوا بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَشْرِكُونَ. Have we given them a sultan? Have we given them a proof? Yes? And see. Subhanallah. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, have we given them? أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا. Have we given them? Have we revealed to them? Have we sent to them a sultan and a proof to what? To justify their shirk. Yes? Yeah? يَتَكَلَّمُوا بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَشْرِكُونَ. And he speaks openly to justify their shirk. Have we sent to them something like this? Obviously not. Okay? Obviously not. This means that, okay, this means that anything, listen to this, because Allah Jalla wa Ala said, أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا. Yeah, أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا. Yani, have we revealed to them? So if we did not reveal to them, it means that their shirk, their kufr, their denial, worshipping other than Allah, associating partners with Allah, denying the ni'mah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, denying the rights of Allah Jalla wa Ala, all of this has no valid proof. Yeah? has no valid proof. Okay? طيب. Because if it has a valid proof, it means that it came from Allah. Because Allah is the one who created everything. So it came from Allah. طيب. So we can understand. But if they have no valid proof, if we haven't revealed to them anything, it means that they have no valid proof, no justification for their kufr, for their shirk. Am anzalna alayhim sultana. Am here, it looks in Arabic, for those who understand Arabic, it looks as what? As a question. Am. Yeah? And here, or. Yeah? This is the problem of translations. By the way, we are losing a lot, because of, the translation. Here, أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانَا, it is translated as or. طيب, yeah. No, it is, sorry, this is true. I made a mistake, the other one. No, it's my fault. Yeah. أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانَ. Here, yes, it is the question. أَمْ. طيب. Have we sent to them? Yeah. Have we sent? The problem is or. Or is the, or as this is or this. طيب. It is more of هَلْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانَ. Have we sent to them a sultan, a proof. طيب. That is speaking to give them justification, okay, of what they have done, of the shirk that they have done. فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala, okay, before moving to the second ayah, what is those few ayat that we have mentioned, okay, that we have read? وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ دَعَوْ رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. What is the link between those ayat and the previous ayat? In the previous two ayat, Allah Jalla wa'ala said, establish your deen on the sirat al-mustaqim. Yeah? Don't innovate in your deen. Don't be misguided. Don't go right and left. Yeah? Follow the fitra of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Okay? فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Follow the fitra. No one will change the fitra. Then all of a sudden, Allah Jalla wa'ala moved the discussion to what? To the reality of people, which is what? When they are afflicted with a musibah. What is the link between this and the previous ayat? Are you following, your brothers? وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ. Allah Jalla wa'ala is talking about the reality of the people when they are afflicted by a musibah. Okay? But before Allah Jalla wa'ala saying is what? Follow your deen. As if Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying, follow your deen. Irrespective of what happens to you, remain firm on your deen. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Remain on this. And don't be like some people. When they are afflicted with some difficulties, they go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala. When we taste them, taste of mercy, then they go back to Allah Jalla. When we give them a taste of mercy, then they disbelieve. Don't be like them. Yes? As we commanded you in the beginning to be firm on your deen, remain firm on your deen, even if those things happened to you. Okay? After those ayat, Allah Jalla wa'ala re-emphasized or mentioned another part of the universal fact, okay, which is the one that we have said about the nature of the human beings. When they receive what? When they receive a difficulty, طيب, from when they receive a difficulty, what they do? Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the other side of the reality of people, which is وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا. Before, when a dur, a calamity befalls them. Here Allah Jalla wa'ala says, when we وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا when we give people a taste of mercy, yeah, what will happen to them? Let us see. وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً, they will what? Enjoy it. They will rejoice. فَرِحُوا بِهَا. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ, if they are afflicted with something negative or something bad or some calamity, طيب, because of what they have earned, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِ, so the sins that they have committed will lead to some destruction or some harm or some illnesses or some bad things that will happen to them. Yeah? So when we let them taste, okay, when we afflict them with some calamities because of what they have earned, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, what will happen to them? Uh-huh. They will what? They will despair. There will be an state of what? Qunut. Lose hope. This is, again, Allah Jalla wa'ala is talking about human beings. Allah Jalla wa'ala is talking about what is called here psychology. Yes? The psychology of human beings. So, the first one is what? People in general, when they are afflicted with something difficult, they will go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala. When Allah Jalla wa'ala gives them a taste of mercy, then some of them will go back to their shirk, or they will associate someone with Allah Jalla wa'ala. Then, okay, people in general, this is number two, or yani explanation, or you can say point number two of the psychology of human beings. Okay? We need to understand the psychology of human beings as Allah Jalla wa'ala explained it in the Quran. Okay? Point number two. The people, when they are touched by a rahmah from Allah Jalla wa'ala, they will be happy. Yeah? وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا, they will rejoice. They will enjoy it. They will be so happy. Okay? فَرِحُوا بِهَا. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, again, Allah Jalla wa'ala did not attribute the sayyah to himself. He said, and if a sayyah, if something bad is afflicting them, not something bad from us, no, something bad. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ, because of what they have earned, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, what will happen? Uh-huh. طيب. إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ, they will despair. Yeah, they will lose hope. They will despair. Which means that human beings, type in general, they want all the time to receive what? Uh-huh. Mercy from Allah. They want to receive ni'mah from Allah. They want to enjoy their life. They don't want any difficulty in their life. Once any difficulty is affecting them or afflicting them, they will despair. And this is a very bad quality. It is condemned in the Quran. Is it clear, this quality? طيب? Yeah? Allah Jalla wa'ala wants us to what? To be firm on the religion, on the haqq, on the truth, all the time. Whether we are afflicted bil-ba'sa or bil-dharra. All the time we need to be what? Firm on the haqq, on the religion. Is it clear? طيب? Allah wants us to be like this, and we should not do as Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. Yani he is on what? On the edge, on a stake. When he is afflicted with something good, he will be what? He will be thankful to Allah Jalla wa'ala. When he is afflicted with something bad, he will what? He will be unthankful to Allah Jalla wa'ala. He will despair. He will say, why? Why, Ya Allah, I am a good person. And wallahi, ya brothers, we have to be careful of this quality. We see it in our life, we see it in ourselves, that when we are, alhamdulillah, comfortable, have our families, we have a good job, etc., etc. طيب? Yeah, alhamdulillah. طيب. Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to test us. You lose your job, Yeah, you lose your job. Immediately, what will be the reaction? The believer, he will say, Alhamdulillah, Allah knows that this Allah is testing me, or Allah wants to give me something better, or this is life, it is a test. Yeah? But the disbeliever or the person with weak iman, he will say, why? Why, Allah? Why? I am a good person. I have seen this many times. I have seen this many times. And people say, I don't know why Allah is doing this to me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And I say to them, you know why Allah is doing this to you? Because of this. They say, what do you mean? I say, Subhanallah. Astaghfirullah. Are you, ya akhi, questioning Allah? Are you questioning Allah? Why are I am a good person? Astaghfirullah. As if you are saying, ya Allah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You should be thankful that I am a good person. And this is the attitude, don't laugh, this is the attitude of many people. Yeah, they pray type in the masjid, and next to that, they do so many sins because I have prayed. Subhanallah. This is boasting over their deeds. This is a very, very bad quality, brothers. Allah Jalla wa Ala wants us to worship Him all the time and to be in a state of ibadah and submission to Him all the time. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to make us among those who submit to Him and those who thank Him, whatever happens to us. Barakallahu feekum, jazakum Allahu khaira, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.